This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cannon McMillan High School. We've got wrestling action for you today. It's the WPIAL Boys AAA Championships. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, Hertenberger Insurance Agency, on Route 19 just north of the Meadows, Kinetic, Internet, Better, Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, and Advanced Surgical Hospital. CNX Dreams, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Monarch Student Transportation, Monarch is now hiring. Log on to monarchtrans.com for details. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington. Online at chambersinsurance.com. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. And also Royal Ivy Reynolds. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Reynolds for all of your party needs. I'm Sam McCollum, along with Greg Warnock here today. Greg, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun today. A lot of great wrestling here. Day two of the WPIAL AAA tournament. Seven wrestlers advancing to the regional tournament next week. A different feel as opposed to every other year we've wrestled, except for the COVID year here in AAA, because they're combining regions. Now they are sending five wrestlers, but from multiple districts. So don't just have this one tournament to send to the state tournament.
No, you know, we've been really spoiled in the past because the WPIL was the Southwest region. And now, what do you mean I have to wrestle another tournament to qualify for Hershey? So it's going to be exciting. That's next week. And I believe it's here, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Yes. So that'll be the Southwest regional tournament, which AAA's never had before. So anxious to see what's going to happen. We've got the semifinals coming up here soon. Let's go ahead and run down who we've got from Washington County and Waynesburg still in action today. For the Cannon McMillan Big Macs, we've got Gianno Gardner out of Cannon McMillan in the semifinals. Collier Hartman from Cannon McMillan in the semifinals. Mason Calguero is in the consolations and eliminated yesterday were Aiden Solomon, Bryce Collins, Braden Collins, and Owen Rush.
Actually, no.
I did that backwards.
You did.
Mason Calguero was eliminated.
No, he's still in it as well.
Okay, then what do I have wrong here? Ladies and gentlemen, you have to see. I did this beautiful chart so that I would know what was going on and then didn't highlight it properly. So we've got all the names. We will get to you who is in what round and who is still alive here.
Yeah, we got Mason Calguero still alive at 145 pounds. Aiden Solomon is still alive at 172 for Cannon McMillan. At 189 pounds for Cannon McMillan, you had mentioned Bryce Collins, and he is still alive. He'll actually wrestle Jackson Bruckner here in this upcoming round. 215, Braden Collins, he is also still alive in the consolations, as is Owen Rush. So Cannon McMillan did not have anyone eliminated yesterday.
So actually that was a test, just to see if you're paying attention to us. And I'm going to check these other names before we give you who's still alive and who isn't alive. And while we do that, we're going to step aside. You're listening to High School Wrestling on WJPA and Greensports.net.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
And welcome back to Kahneman McMillan High School. Now, let's try this chart again. For Cannon McMillan, we have Gianno Gardner at 121 pounds in the semifinals. Collier Hartman at 133 pounds in the semifinals. Mason Calgaro, Aiden Solomon, Bryce Collins, Braden Collins, Owen Rush, all in consolations. For Peters Township, Nicholas McGarity at 107 pounds is in semifinal action. Dane McMillan at 127 has been eliminated. Darius McMillan at 152 pounds is in consolations. Parker Knave, 170 pounds, has been eliminated. Zach Stromach at heavyweight is still in consolations. For the Trinity Hillers, Jackson Hoy at 107, Parker Jennings at 114 are in consolations. Landon Out has been eliminated at 121 pounds. Dom Canale at 127 and T.J. Allison at 139 are both in the semifinals. Devin Junko, Bear Bruckner, Jackson Bruckner, and Ian Holub are all in consolations. For the Waynesburg Raiders, Floyd Huff has been eliminated. He didn't weigh in. Brock Evans, Jake Stevenson are both in the semifinals. And Rowan Tustin at 215 pounds is in consolations. And Greg, I think we're up to date now.
That's right. And we got an exciting round coming up here starting at 10 a.m. because they do take the top 7-2 next week. You win, you're now into that top 8. And another wrinkle as well is that the City League has three wrestlers they could send. If they don't have three wrestlers in each weight class, the WPIL will get an 8th qualifier. So that means there are going to be some weights where the WPIL gets an 8th qualifier. So you may end up just having to win this match here in the second round of consolations. You're going to advance to next week. But to play it safe, obviously, you got to win too. So this is why this round is so huge, because really your season ends this week, ends today, or it'll go on to next week. And then obviously the semifinals are always exciting in that following round.
Well, you know, when it comes down to seeding for the next tournament too. So if you can win in the semifinals and make the final, you don't have to drop into consolations and try to win your way back. So you're going to get a much better seed in next week's tournament.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, the higher you can get and the better positioning is going to be crucial. So a lot of great action, a couple of great rounds coming up.
Want to say this tournament and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and JPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights are reserved. Copyrighted 2025. Get that out of the way here early. And give me a match you're looking for. What sticks out to you in the semifinals that could be some exciting bouts?
I mean, they're all going to be great. Let's not take away from any single matchup. But I tell you what, you look at the couple of weight classes in particular, 215 pounds to me, you have the best four wrestlers in the state of Pennsylvania in this weight class. In the top two seeds, Elijah Brown and Jay Conroy, they wrestled last week. Cooper Roskoski and Roman Thompson, they wrestled last week in the section tournaments. Now, obviously, Brown versus Thompson, Roskoski versus Conroy. You got three WPIL champions in this weight class. Brown in AA last year, Conroy and Roskoski here in AAA. I mean, the firepower in 215 pounds alone makes the price of admission worth it.
How did Brown do last year in AA?
He was great. I mean, I think he was a win away from a state medal. I think he was a state qualifier. Obviously, he was one of the best in the Southwest.
Because he defeated Conroy, the returning state champion, in the section finals.
Conroy was a WPIL champion last year.
Oh, I thought he was a state
medalist.
You're right. WPIL champion.
But coming into this, they are the best. I mean, Brown took leaps and levels this summer. Had a great summer of wrestling. And it's shown this season. So.
Well, and if I remember right, he teched Conroy in the section finals.
He did, and he lost to him, though, previously this season.
Oh, okay.
So, didn't know that. So they are 1-1 against each other, but he not only avenges that loss, but gets a tech. It's just the scoring right now, right? You get three for a takedown. You can get 4 points for a near fall. You get a takedown, get a couple of turns, all of a sudden you're getting close to tech ball territory.
Yeah, that three-point takedown's huge if you're good on your feet.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
And if you can figure out a way to turn, too, right?
Absolutely.
Hit that seven-point move, and all of a sudden the match turns.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it makes it much more exciting, I think so, because points are flying everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hey, we're going to step aside one more time, and then we'll come back and should have wrestling action for you. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Well, Greg, we are just about to get underway here at Cannon McMillan High School. Once again, the WPIAL Boys AAA Championships, and we are getting ready for the semifinals.
Yeah, consolations here underway first with that second round of consies. We're going to see Jackson Hoy of Trinity taking on Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. Also have Joey Sinan of North Allegheny taking on Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland. And underway, Riley Smith from Seneca Valley. He has been taken down quickly in this first period by Bryce Thomas of Moon.
Wow, that's a quick takedown. So, Greg, why don't you keep an eye on the Jackson Hoy match down here on mat number one?
Yeah, right now they are still scoreless, 30 seconds in. And they go quickly out of bounds. Ferraro with a takedown. He leads Sinan 3-0. Still a 3-0 lead for Thomas of Moon as well. Jackson Hoy got poked in the eye by Johnson. These two guys from the same section and have gotten to wrestle a few times this season. Johnson has won all three, including last week where Johnson won by fall over Hoy in the section semifinals. And they're scoreless at the end of one.
That happens a lot with the better wrestlers as they meet each other, maybe in a dual meet, then in the sections, then in the regions, now, or then in the Whipple, then now in the regions. So, you know, they could meet three or four or five times throughout the year, and that's not counting going to like the Powerade tournament or, you know, the West County or the Westmoreland County tournament, whatever, wherever they may go.
No doubt about it. Start of the second period, Hoy on the bottom, gets up to his feet. He's out for one to take the early 1-0 lead. Thomas of Moon leading 5-0. 1:20 to go in the second period. And Bennett Ferraro on the bottom to start the second, leading 3-0. Shot in by Johnson. Trying to pick the leg up here in the air and right on the edge of the mat, trying to drag Hoy back in. Hoy dives down on an ankle. And now a little bit of a funk situation here. Johnson still maintaining leverage. Gets the takedown and takes Hoy to his back. Hoy held onto that leg a little too long, and he's going to give up 4 near fall points. And it goes from 1-0 to 7-1.
And I'll tell you, 7-1, that's a big gap to try to fight back from.
Those are big near fall points that Johnson got there in a scoreless match into the second. Escape for Ferraro. He leads 1-0. Seven-one lead still for Johnson. They go out of bounds. 36 seconds left in the second.
Just to keep you updated on some of the other matches over here.
Well,
if I could get my computer to come back up.
I don't know about you, but the flow
still isn't showing
the match. There we go. Now we have it up and running. Still a 7-1 lead for Johnson of West Allegheny on Hoy of Trinity. 5-0 lead for Bryce Thomas of Moon after two. They'll be neutral in the third. Up to his feet is Hoy. Johnson down on a leg. And looks like he'll ride for these final seconds. He'll be up 7-1 after two. Johnson on the bottom for the third. The other match at 107. Nick Savannah of Butler leading Anthony Jones 1-0 in the third. Also a match at 114, Brady O'Haley of North Hills leading Charlie LaQuatra of North Allegheny 7-0 in the third. Bennett Ferraro leading Sinan of North Allegheny 7-0 in the second. And a takedown for Riley Smith. Thomas of Moon leads there 5-3, a minute to go in the third. Still 7-1 lead for Johnson, 20 seconds into the third period. Fresh start in the center. And Jackson Hoy wants to give the escape, put him on his feet. So it'll be 8-1, and imagine Hoy's going to be looking for a toss of some kind here to catch up points.
Yeah, at this point, you might as well go for broke. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, season is on the line for Jackson Hoy. Johnson really keeping his distance. Make sure to stay out of those ties. 1:10 to go. Now shot in. Spinning around behind is Johnson. Johnson was looking for the cradle. May have just been smart for Johnson just to get his points. Now he's underneath. And we'll get a potentially dangerous. 58 seconds left in the third.
I'm still having trouble with flow.
Bryce Thomas Moon will be victorious. I believe that match may have ended by fall. A minute to go in the third for Bennett Ferraro, leading 7-3. Shot in for Johnson. In on the leg of Hoy. 30 seconds left. Parker Jennings of Trinity, Lucas Carson of West Allegheny about to get underway. Final seconds. Johnson spinning behind. Still trying to just hold on right now is Hoy, and now it's going to be it. 8-1 win for Michael Johnson of West Allegheny over Hoy of Trinity to advance into consolations. Parker Jennings taking on Lucas Carson. Carson in on a shot, looking to try to finish. These two guys also wrestled in the section finals last week. Carson winning 9-4. They've met three times. Carson winning all three matches. Carson trying to spin behind. Able to get onto a leg is Jennings. 5 seconds left. He's close to a takedown. Jennings will get it just at the final seconds. Assistant referee confirms the takedown, and that's huge for Jennings to lead 3-0 after one.
Yeah, that's big anytime you can score at the end of a period like that.
So just to confirm, Bryce Thomas did win by fall at 4:51. Nick Savannah of Butler with a win over Anthony Jones of Shaler, 4-0. Also 1:14 result, Brady Rohaley, North Hills over Charlie LaQuatra, 7-1. So a quick escape for Carson of West Allegheny. He and Jennings wrestling on their feet. Jennings leading 3-1. Leaves Serco of Ringgold. He is underway, taking on Gavin Murphy of Kiski area. Scoreless 30 seconds in.
Greg, as soon as we get the Parker Jennings match in, go ahead and run down the schedule for today so people have an idea what's going on.
3-1 lead right now for Jennings. Scoreless at the end of one are Serco and Murphy. Colton Klippa of Norwin leading 3-0 on Damon Phipps of Penn Hills. Still 3-1 for Jennings. Yeah, today's wrestling action, starting here at 10 with the second round of consies. 11:30, semifinals and third round of consolations, and that is a hard start, so we will see a break in action between this round and the semifinals and third round of consies. 1:30 p.m. will be the fourth round consolations and the seventh place matches, and then at 3:30 will be the third, fifth, and obviously the championship bouts here today. And covering this a number of years with Frank Volcano, he is very strict with his schedule, so that will likely stay the way it is. And that 1:30 matchups for the seventh place will be really big to see Great job by Serco. He's going to put Murphy of Kiski onto his back. Takedown, four near falls after his escape point. 8-0 Serco of Ringgold, leading with a minute to go in the second.
Well, you mentioned earlier about how points can, you know, with the three-point takedown and a four-point near fall, that's a good example right there. You got the escape, the takedown, the near fall points. 8-0. Now it's almost a blowout.
It's a major decision right now.
Absolutely.
It went from a scoreless match to a major.
Yeah, in a major, or in a matter of how many seconds? You know, not that much time.
Third period begins. Jennings on the bottom. Stalling call on Carson. Didn't bring Jennings back down to the mat quick enough. Still 3-1. Jennings out in front. And now Jennings is going to get a reversal. He's up 5-1. Now half, and look at this. Jennings trying to turn Carson to his back. He's going to avenge three losses he's had this season and put himself one step closer to making it to the regional tournament. He's up 5-1, a minute left in the third. Parker Jennings of Trinity will not get the fall, but he will get four near falls and be up 9-1.
Yeah, what a turn of events with these two. It's just Jennings' day, I guess.
And those results, too. We had two majors, and then it was 9-4 last week. So,
yeah.
But it just goes to show, like, you could get majored one week, and the next week you could win a match just because of the scoring and the way it is now.
Well, and also, the least little thing, when you get up to this caliber of wrestling, the least little mistake can cost you greatly. So if you can go back after a loss and perfect that, you can change it the next time you wrestle.
22 seconds remaining for Parker Jennings to be able to advance. Up to his feet is Carson. Jennings will cut him free before getting hit with a stall call, so it's 9-2 now. Boy, we could see an all-Washington County matchup here as Serco and Jennings both win. Jennings will defeat Carson. It's going to be a 9-2 final. Stick here for Elise Serco. He's up 11-3 with a minute to go in the third. Yeah, if Serco wins, he and Jennings would wrestle in the third round of consolations in that all-Washington County matchup. They're wrestling on their feet right now. Serco with a fake shot in and trying to spin around behind was Murphy. Now underneath is Serco. Serco had a tough loss in the quarters, lost in overtime to Zach Franks of Connellsville. Serco with a takedown in on a bear hug, and he'll be up 14-3 now, 30 seconds left, third period. Now down to 20 seconds left. Final seconds leave Serco of Ringgold. He will defeat Gavin Murphy of Kiski area by major decision, 14-3. And he and Jennings will wrestle in the third round of consolations.
And we're going to step aside. We'll be back with more wrestling action from the WPIAL Boys AAA Championships right after this. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations. Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Greg Warnock along with Sam McCollum bringing you all the wrestling action today. We're in the second round of consolations.
Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, wrestling at 127 pounds. He is trailing 3-2 to Jacob LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson. 45 seconds to go in the second period. Tolliver is on the bottom, trying to get a leg free right now, and they'll go out of bounds. The only one I see on the mat right now from Washington Green County.
Okay.
Let you also know, in the event you can't pull up the results on your computer or your phone, just what we've seen so far as we are through a couple of weight classes here. 107 pounds. Well, we'll get to that back to that in a moment. A nice reversal from Tolliver. He's up 4-3 now on LeBrier. 20 seconds left, second period. Tolliver trying to ride out these final seconds in a second. Wants to throw a half in, but a little bit high to do so. Now trying to pancake, but final seconds. He just needs to hold on here. Pinches that head in, and he'll be able to hold on 4-3 after two. 107, Michael Johnson of West Allegheny by an 8-1 score over Jackson Hoya Trinity. Bennett Ferraro, Pine Richland, 8-6 over Joey Sinan of North Allegheny. Bryce Thomas of Moon by fall at 4-51 over Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. And Nick Savannah of Butler, 4-0 decision over Anthony Jones of Shaler. 114, Brady Rohaley of North Hills, 7-1 over Charlie LaQuatra of North Allegheny. Colton Klippa of Norwin. Tech Falls, 17-0 at 3:33 over Damom Phipps of Penn Hills. Leif Serko of Ringgold, major decision, 14-3 over Gavin Murphy of Kiski area. And Parker Jennings of Trinity, 9-2 over Lucas Carson of West Allegheny.
Greg, I'm trying to get caught up here. I left Ringgold off my chart, so I'm trying to get caught up here.
120 to go, third period, and Tolliver riding and leading 4-3. He's got a leg in right now. Actually, it looks like both legs in here for Tolliver. Let's try to run a power half. Going back and forth, and we get a stalemate with 41 seconds left. Off the whistle, LeBrier trying to get to his feet. It's Oliver able to get him down to the mat. Hips up, and now he's going to get some back points. LeBrier turned, and really, Tolliver just able to elevate his hip up and able to get a couple of quick back points, which is huge, as now an escape will no longer tie it. Not sure how many the referee gave there as far as back points. They haven't put it on the board yet. LeBrier close to a reversal. Still haven't put the back points up. I know he gave them to him. But it's going to be a win regardless. Now they show the back points. To get you a final score, it'll be 7-3. Tolliver of Ringgold at 127, a 7-3 winner.
And we're at Constellation Action, 133 pounds on three mats, finishing up 127 pounds on two mats. And as that match completes, it will bump up to 133, so we're running through these constellations pretty quickly this morning.
Yeah, five mats going here at Cannon McMillan. The results at 121, Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield area by fall, 253 over LaShawn Haley of West Mifflin. Pierce Reinhart of Bethel Park, major decision, 14-6 over Brock Dennison of South Fayette. Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford, 6-4 over Evan Schomburg of North Allegheny. And Michael Worson of Fox Chapel by fall at 219 over Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon. We have three of four results right now at 127. Final match close to being final. A 14-1 lead for Daniel Smith of Connellsville after two. Couple of neighboring schools to Washington County on the mats. Peter Leventis of South Fayette taking on Gus Stediford of North Allegheny at 133. They're scoreless. First period just about to come to a close. Seth Miller of Bethel Park. He's trailing 3-0 after one to A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. Snatchko riding in the second period.
And we have a final up on mat number four. Daniel Funk out of Connellsville, winner 14, or excuse me, he was a winner over Funk.
Daniel Smith.
Daniel Smith's final score was 14-1. Let me make sure of that, though. Man, he cleared it off quick. I'm too slow for him to clear it off that quick. And they're not going to post it yet either, so we'll get that result for you in a minute.
Yeah, that'll wrap up action at 127 pounds.
Either they're too quick at clearing them off or I'm slowing down, and I'm going to go with they're too quick. I'm not going to admit I'm slowing down.
I like the sounds of that.
We want to welcome you to the broadcast if you're listening on WJPA or greensports.net. Thanks for tuning in today.
1450 a.m. WJPA Washington. Appreciate everyone still listening on the radio. Going to get a takedown for Stediford of North Allegheny after an escape. So a minute into the second, he leads Leventis 4-0. Snatchko of West Allegheny still riding with that 3-0 lead on Miller of Bethel Park.
You know, Snatchko's a great wrestling name. Because you try to snatch an ankle pick or snatch a leg, and you're the Snatchko. I like that.
Stediford tried to run a wing on Leventis, but unsuccessful there. Leventis now trying to get up to his feet and turn in to Stediford.
Sports Medicine, offering world-class care to athletes of all ages and skill levels. UPMC.
See, 127 now complete on the results page, so let's get those for you. John DeLuke of Kiski area, 7-3 over Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon, 11-4 over Logan Ventura of Penn Trafford. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, 7-3 over Jacob LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson. And Daniel Smith of Connellsville Tech Fall, 16-1 at 3:07 over Landon Funk of Fox Chapel. Wrestling here at 133, 139, and 145.
Yeah, when you have five mats going through this round of consolations, they go pretty quickly.
Good thing I'm really liking here is a lot of really good matches here in this second round of consolations. Guys fighting to keep their season alive. Anymore, you're seeing a lot more falls happening in wrestling, and you're not seeing too much of that here in this round, which is really great to see.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of good wrestling today.
It's only going to get better.
It is. It is. You know, I look at it like a funnel. Everybody starts at the top, and when you get down to the bottom, you go through that funnel, it's the best of the best at the end. And as you go down through the funnel, it just gets better and better wrestling, better and better competition, which makes it exciting for fans. And we will follow it all the way through today to the finals. I believe they start this afternoon. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 3:30 today, the finals, third and fifth place matches. Interesting enough, putting that seventh place match with the fourth round of consolations at 1:30, that's just as great to see because you're not guaranteed an eight spot in every single weight class. There's going to be a few where you're going to get that eight spot, but to this point, you don't know what it is. I mean, Frank Volcano announced it to the coaches this morning. There's going to be some, but I don't have the results from the City League. I don't have how many kids they had weigh in at each weight class. So
right.
He's like, I will let you know by Monday if that eighth place wrestler is going to be able to go next week because of the City League's results. I got to wait for those to come in. So that seventh place match is huge. You may or may not have a season next week.
You better win that match and don't leave it in the hands of anybody else, you know, hoping that, you know, somebody didn't weigh in or whatever in the other sections or other regions. But I'm telling you, you got to wrestle hard, and you're right. That's do or die. Those are going to be great matches.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of a really good match right now, Snatchko and Miller battling here in the third period. 5-3 lead for Snatchko. Wrestling on their feet. Final 15 seconds. Snatchko in on the legs of Seth Miller. Just trying to tie him up and hold on for the victory. AJ Snatchko of West Allegheny at 133. He will defeat Seth Miller. It'll be a 5-3 final. Leventis of South Fayette trailing Stediford of North Allegheny 7-1, 40 seconds left to go in the third period. Talon Mazinko of South Fayette, he's getting underway against Zach Hill of Seneca Valley. That's at 139.
I like to keep an eye on the records of the individual wrestlers. And even though we're in consolations, you're seeing a lot of kids with 35, 36 victories this year.
Yeah, a lot of great talent.
Yeah.
Final 10 seconds of the third for Leventis of South Fayette, who trails Stediford 7-2. And Stediford with a leg in, he's going to hold on for the victory and eliminate Leventis of South Fayette. 7-2, Stediford the winner. Mazinko of South Fayette with a takedown. Hill with an escape. Mazinko leads 3-1 after one. Bell Vernon's died in Soto. Quickly a 9-2 lead on Jacob Chacon Montour. They're 40 seconds in.
Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, but still coming up here in consolations for Canamac, you have Mason Calguero, Aiden Solomon, Bryce Collins, Braden Collins, and Owen Rush.
Yep.
For Peters Township, Darius McMillan and Zach Stromach. For Trinity, Devin Junko, Bear Bruckner, Jackson Bruckner, and Ian Holub. And for the Waynesburg Raiders, Rowan Tustin.
Yep, that is correct. You got to keep up with your Ringgold folks, right?
Yeah, I missed my Ringgold guys in the upper weights, so you'll have to update me on that on the next commercial. Apologize to Ringgold. We'll get you taken care of, though.
Soto of Bell Vernon. He's up 12-3 on Chacon. Takedown makes it 15-3, and now he's got a cradle locked in. So Soto of Bell Vernon, he'll get the tack, if not the fall here. And there is the fall at 1 minute and 21 seconds. Soto of Bell Vernon advances.
Soto, a lot of patience with that cradle. Had him up on his shoulder, and he just took his time and rocked him right over to touch that other shoulder down.
Zinko leading Hill 3-2. And not very often you see a number 5 versus number 6 seed in this consolation round with one of those two getting eliminated, but Mazinko, the 5 seed, was upset by Owen Campbell, a Plum, in the round of 16 yesterday. Campbell then went on to defeat Soto, who was the 4 seed, 5-3. So Campbell had himself a day yesterday. Two upsets to get to the semis. Campbell's a really good wrestler, too, for Plum. It's hard to believe he was seeded where he was. But
well, what's great about this tournament is there's a lot of wrestlers that these kids never meet. You know, and this is their first time to see him. And, yeah, you can look at records, whatever, but you don't know the strength of the competition they've had throughout the season.
Yeah.
And that's why a boy from Plum can come in and upset a couple kids because you don't really know what he's done.
Absolutely.
Which makes this tournament extremely exciting.
A couple of Bell Vernon wrestlers out there. Colby Hibner taking on Tuscan Blystone of Indiana. Blystone, a takedown on Hibner, a cradle locked in, and a fall. 53-second fall for Blystone of Indiana over Hibner of Bell Vernon. Also, Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon scoreless at the end of one against Gavin Rush of Butler.
Devin Junko has now come out on the mat for Trinity at 145 pounds. Over on mat 4 against Julian Regiri out of Connellsville. Greg, if you want to keep an eye on the South Fayette match, and then we'll bump over to the Trinity match.
Yeah, absolutely. Still 4-2. Well, it's a 4-2 lead now for Mazinko of South Fayette on Hill of Seneca Valley. They're wrestling neutral in the third, 1:20 left in that third period. Also keep an eye on Bell Vernon's Cole Doppelhauer, scoreless with Gavin Rush, scoreless in the second. Hill trying to mix in a couple of shots on Mazinko. Evan Junko, another one. He was the 6 seed. Regiri of Connellsville, the 4 seed. And Regiri was upset as well in that opening round against Blystone, who we saw just get that fall. And that dropped Regiri down into the consolation. So sometimes you get those upsets of those seeds, like to your point, and as Mazinko is going to get a takedown right on the out-of-bounds line and get some near falls here on Hill. 20 seconds left, third period, 4 near falls. And it's now an 11-2 lead for Mazinko.
At the end of the first period, Regiri and Junko are scoreless. And it is Junko's choice for the second period.
They got blood time going there in that match. Final 10 seconds of the third. Mazinko of South Fayette will hold on and win 11-2 over Hill. Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon had an escape on Gavin Rush. He leads 1-0 at the end of two.
Still running blood time for Junko and Regiri. I believe it's Junko. Might have cut his lip. He appears to be okay. He'll come back now and get ready to go. It is his choice. He'll choose down to start the second period. Regiri gets set. We're underway. Coming right up to his feet is Junko. He'll free the hands and pick up the one-point escape. Now they'll go back into a head tie, ear to ear. Score 1-0, Junko out of Trinity, leading Regiri of Connellsville.
Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan underway against Sidney Hand of Penn Trafford. Shot in by Calgaro, picks up the leg. wants to try to finish with a trip. Hand just trying to hop on one leg. Calgary brings him back towards the center. Now switches to the double, and he'll get the takedown, and out of bounds they go with 12 seconds left in the first.
Ruggieri, Junco still on their feet with Junco leading 1-0.
Darius McMillan getting on the mat on mat number 5.
Now a shot in by Junco. Can he finish? And no, pushing down on the head and coming around the side. Now locking up a side cradle is Ruggieri. They're right on the edge of the mat, and there's the takedown for Ruggieri. That'll make the score 3-1 in favor of Ruggieri out of Connellsville over Junco of Trinity.
McMillan of Peters Township, cradle locked in on Worstel of Upper St. Clair. McMillan looking for the fall here in the first period. Very close to getting it, and he will. Darius McMillan of Peters Township by fall in 52 seconds.
Well, he made quick work of that. Junco now gets an escape. He trails 3-2 to Ruggieri. They're both on their feet with time ticking down here in the second period.
Calgary leading 3-0, riding in the second period against Hand of Penn Trafford. 1:20 to go in the second period there.
Now we have a caution for stalling on Ruggieri. That's his first. And that match time will run out in the second period. They'll go into the third with Ruggieri leading Junco 3-2. And Ruggieri's choice, he'll choose down to start the third.
Calgary with a wing, trying to go slowly with it. On Hand, now switches over to try to get underneath and reposition. Still 40 seconds left, second period. Hasn't been able to get any back points yet. And we're going to get a final for Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. He'll ride for the whole third period and defeat Rush 1-0.
Four to two is an escape for Ruggieri. Ruggieri still leading over Junco. 1:30 left in the third period.
30 seconds left, second period for Calgary. He in Hand, fresh start. 3-0 lead.
And now a takedown by Junco. He's going to go up 5-4 over Ruggieri. So Junco out of Trinity now leading 5-4 over Connellsville's Ruggieri. And that match under a minute to go in the third period.
Escape for Hand of Penn Trafford. Double leg attempt for Calgary. He's going to get the takedown. He gets one swipe. No back points yet. 3 seconds left. No back points, but Calgary up 6-1 after two.
Well, we're down to 40 seconds between Junco and Ruggieri. Still 5-4 in favor of Junco.
Start of the third period on their feet. Calgary trying to come out the back door on a shot.
We also have Bear Bruckner of Trinity out here now. He's trailing 3-0 to Liam Costa of Moon Area.
That's at the end of the first period. Still 6-1 for Calgary. A minute and a half to go in the third. I think we're going to get an exciting finish between Junco and Ruggieri.
Yeah, 5-4 the score, down to 22 seconds to go. You're right.
Shot in by Hand. Calgary trying to slowly spin behind. Hand just holding on to that leg of Calgary.
Back down on mat 3, an escape now for Bruckner out of Trinity. It's 3-1, and he's in on a single leg trying to finish. Back over to the final with Ruggieri and Junco. 5-4 Now 6-4, Junko leading, but trying to hit a switch is Ruggieri. Is he going to hit it? No, they're going to run out of Matt, but they're going to say he did escape. So that's going to make the score 6-5 in favor of Junko with 3 seconds to go. And Junko will just dance around here. Your winner is going to be Devin Junko out of Trinity, 6-5 over Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville.
Calgary of Canada McMillan up 6-1, 38 seconds left, third period. Wrestling on their feet. And being able to slip arm behind his hand, he'll get the takedown on Calgaro, make it 6-4. Now give the escape, make it 7-4. Just 10 seconds left, they're out of bounds. Takedown would tie it for hand. Calgaro bounces around. Going to get hit with a stalling call, his first. Has a couple he can give, though, and Calgaro of Cannon McMillan will win 7-4 at 145.
They have now corrected the score on mat number 3. Bruckner did not get an escape. They gave it too early. So the score remains 3-0 in favor of Liam Costa of Moon. It is in the second period with 45 seconds to go. Both wrestlers on their feet. So they must have started the second period in neutral position. And now a quick takedown by Costa, and he'll go up 6-0 over Bruckner.
Christian Lowther of Ringgold about to get underway against Travis Shear of Kiski. That's at 160 pounds. Another Ringgold wrestler for you.
Had to beat me over the head with that one, didn't you?
Double leg shot in by Lowther, and he'll get the opening takedown and lead Shear 3-0. Get you some results in case you're not able to pull them up on your phone or on your computer, however you're listening into us today. 133, Gus Dedeford of North Allegheny, 7-2 over Peter Leventis of South Fayette. A.J. Snatchko, West Allegheny, 5-3 over Seth Miller of Bethel Park. Chase Smith of Franklin Regional, major decision, 10-2 over Youssef Abdulsalam of Fox Chapel. And Jake Lilly of Connellsville, Tech Fall, 18-2 at 324 over Dom Butera of Norwin. 139, Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin, 4-3 over Nico Sarnik of Franklin Regional. Talon Mazenko of South Fayette, 11-2 over Zach Hill of Seneca Valley. Dyden Soto of Bel Vernon by fall, 121 over Jacob Chacon of Montour. Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, 13-3 major decision over Jacob Halstead of Hempfield area. We only have three at 145, so we'll stick with... I should actually have them all.
Yeah, we're due for a break here, but we're going to wait until after the Bruckner and Lowther matches, then we will take a break.
Well, Lowther just picked up a fall to start the second period. Time of that fall, 1:08 over Shear of Kiski.
And in a Bruckner match, he's still trailing 6-0 to Liam Costa of Moon with just over a minute to go in the match. And now 1 point escape for Costa. That'll make it 7-0.
Yeah, I feel like I got to do the recaps just to keep Mark Uriah going. He always gave a great recap of the weights. First season without him here.
I know.
It's got to do some things to make sure we keep him around a little bit.
Seems
right?
Weird to come up into the booth and him not be here,
yeah,
let me tell you.
100%. 100%.
Mark, if you're listening, we miss you and enjoyed you, so enjoy your retirement. 10-0 now, Costa leading over Bruckner. Time ticking down. We're down to about 30 seconds to go in the match. Costa still riding on top. Unfortunately for Bruckner, he hasn't been close to getting out here. Costa just blanketing on top. And that'll do it. Your final score, Liam Costa of Moon Area defeats Bear Bruckner of Trinity 10-0. We're going to step aside. You're listening to High School Wrestling on WJPA and Greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals, one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, grill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School.
We got Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan. Just about to get underway against Julian Sepulak of Plum at 172. And they just get underway here.
And up to this point, the only Washington or Greene County wrestler that has been eliminated was Bear Bruckner out of Trinity, who we just heard lost his match.
Actually, I think Jackson Hoy as well at 107.
You know what? You're exactly right. I forgot to change his color. So Jackson Hoy also. But I believe that's it, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Washington and Greene County wrestling really well this morning.
Trinity wrestling well in particular. Hoy had battled Johnson tough. Parker Jennings avenges three losses to be able to advance. And Devin Junko beating Ruggieri, who came in as the top four wrestler in this weight class. So. You know, overall, yep. I've been impressed how Trinity has come to wrestle today.
Yeah, they have been impressive. They were impressive at the sectional, too. Just gritty. Didn't give up. Wrestled till the end.
Just so you don't have your 189-pounder for Ringgold, it should be right there. Owen Conroy.
You know what? I keep putting wrong colors. You know what? I'm going to have to put the color chart down at the bottom, so I quit doing that. Color charts are great if you remember what they represent.
Scoreless at the end of one are Solomon and Sepulak. Sepulak will be on the bottom to begin the second period. And he's quickly up to his feet. Solomon trying to drop to an ankle. He does get on the leg. Now trying to switch to a double. Solomon able to get him back down to the mat. Near the out-of-bounds line. And a huge cement mixer there from Sepulak, but they are out of bounds. Do get an escape, though, so Sepulak up 1-0.
UPMC Health Plan has plans for companies with enough employees to fill a stadium or just one seat.
We want to make sure we thank all of our sponsors today. If you hear their ad, please make sure you visit them. Without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you this great coverage. So thanks to all of our sponsors today.
There's another cement mixer attempt there by Sepulak this time, but Solomon just able to sit down on top of it, gets the takedown and two near fall points. Aiden Solomon up 5-1, 50 seconds to go in the second. Sepulak able to roll through, gets an escape, now 5-2. Sepulak gets behind Solomon, has to get him down to the mat. Does, but a good job by Solomon to roll all the way through, and they're still on their feet with 30 seconds left in the second.
I don't think Solomon realizes that he's the number 5 seed or even care at this point.
That's
not right. The way he's wrestling.
Sepulak's going to need injury time.
That might be the most action we've seen in a match so far. They are rolling all over the place.
Yeah, 5-2. Solomon out in front here in the second period.
And that'll bring Rowan Tustin up over on mat number 4 against Joey Geller of Fox Chapel. Tustin out of Waynesburg.
Give you some results. 145, Liam Hine of Mars, 11-4 over Max Formani of Armstrong. Devin Junko of Trinity, 6-5 over Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville. Tuscan Blystone of Indiana by falling 53 seconds over Colby Hibner of Bell Vernon. Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, 7-4 over Sydney Hand of Penn Trafford. 152, Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, 1-0 over Gavin Rush of Butler. Darius McMillan of Peters Township by falling 52 seconds over Derek Warstell of Upper St. Clair. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon by major 12-4 over Luke Ankney of Franklin Regional. And Jack White of Norwin 4-3 over Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park. Also 160, Christian Lowther of Ringgold by fall at 108 over Travis Shear of Kiskiaria. Liam Costa of Moon, 10-0 major decision over Bear Bruckner of Trinity. Logan Marshish, a 4-1 winner from Penn Trafford over Kellen Buggy of North Allegheny. And Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional, 5-0 over Milo Chu of Fox Chapel. That gets us up to 172, which we have matches 72, 89, and 215 all on the mats.
Rowan Tustin close to picking up a fall here for Waynesburg as he's got Geller on his back, and he will pick up the fall. Time of the fall will be 1 minute 57 seconds for Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg.
Last year he decided to wrestle up at heavyweight. This year back down to 215.
Yeah, and actually I had the opportunity to be close when they were weighing in one night, and he only weighs about 205 pounds.
Hmm.
So I wonder how much he was giving up to a lot of those heavyweights last year.
That's right. Now he got himself a state qualifier last year.
Right.
Now he's just in that loaded weight class here at 215.
Yeah, I wonder how much he's thinking, man, I wish I was at heavyweight this year.
Well, he set himself up in a bad part of the bracket. He actually had to wrestle in that pigtail round because he defaulted out of the tournament last week. He got to the semis and then injury defaulted through. So
I think he was sick.
Yeah,
is what happened.
I was wondering if it was either illness or injury because I wasn't sure how healthy he was.
Yeah, I think it was illness because he had an episode during a match. So I would say it was illness.
So they ended the Sepulak and Solomon match. I wonder if Sepulak injury defaulted.
I know he took two injury times, so I would agree with you.
Yeah, I want to get confirmation of that.
Yeah.
But we do have the Washington County matchup. Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan, Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. They are underway here at 189 pounds. Also, Owen Conroy of Ringgold. on mat 5, taking on Mason Hartung of North Allegheny. They're just underway as well. A scoreless 30 seconds in between Collins and Bruckner.
So we are up to all the way up to heavyweight on one match. So we will be done here soon, and it may not have too much of a break. Maybe close to 20 minutes,
yeah,
something like that, before the semifinals start.
Collins and Bruckner scored us at the end of one. These guys have met twice, including last week in the section semifinals. Collins won that match 1-0. Collins also won in the dual meet in overtime 4-1. So overtime 1-0. This one's going to be a close one here.
Absolutely.
We get the escape from Collins.
First National Bank, sponsor of the Financial Trivia Challenge, is proud to be the official bank of the WPIL and to promote financial education.
Owen Conroy scoreless in his match with Mason Hartung.
So just to confirm, Aiden Solomon of Cannon McMillan at 172 was a winner by injury default at 3 minutes over Julian Sebelak of Plum.
Okay.
www.fnb-online.com. FNB, member FDIC.
They go out of bounds to Collins and Bruckner. Collins leading 1-0, 118 to go in the second. Into a tie-up. Conroy of Ringgold trails Hartung of North Allegheny 2-0. 1:36 to go in the second. Conroy on the bottom. Back points now coming for Hartung on Conroy. Trying to chin back, and Conroy able to roll off his back, but 4 near falls. 6-0 now Hartung with a minute to go in the second. Still no change between Collins and Bruckner. Bruckner with a shot in. Let's go with the leg, trying to finish. Collins with his strength, though, able to get him off the leg. Amazing that he didn't give up a takedown there.
Yeah, I think that was pure strength by Collins, because it looked like Bruckner was going to get the takedown.
Collins, only a freshman, showing his strength against the senior in Bruckner. It's going to be 1-0 Collins at the end of two, and Bruckner will have choice. He'll go on the bottom.
Collins does not look like your average freshman. I mean, he's stacked.
He's strong, yeah.
Yeah.
Very strong. Nine nothing after two. Hartung and North Allegheny leading Conroy of Ringgold, and Conroy's going to choose neutral here in the third.
We have another Cannon McMillan Trinity match. Braden Collins leading 3-0 over Ian Holub out of Trinity. And that's still in the first period.
Bruckner trying to peel the hands of Collins. Collins able to get him back down to the mat. Now looking for a tilt there is Collins.
And we have a fall. Time of the fall is going to be, let's see, that's Constellation. So 3 minutes and 41 seconds. And that's in favor of Mason Hartung out of North Allegheny over Owen Conroy.
That'll eliminate Conroy. 50 seconds left. Collins still riding and leading 1-0. Mentioned Collins in Hall of Wrestling. They wrestled last week as well. Collins won in the semifinals of the section tournament by major decision 11-3. Collins also won by major in the dual meet as well. So advantage Cannon McMillan in these two matches, but if anything has shown us today, that anything can happen.
Anything can happen, that's for sure. And what are we having, a Cannon Mac Trinity dual meet today? Now we've got Bryce Collins and Jackson Bruckner, Braden Collins and Ian Holla both on the mats.
And Bryce Collins, tried to tilt Bruckner. Didn't get any back points, but still riding and leading. 1-0, 20 seconds left in the third. A roll here from Bruckner. Collins able to stay with him. Had another point come up for Collins. So it'll be 2-0, and that'll be the final. Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan will defeat Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. Braden Collins, meanwhile, wrestling on his feet, 3-0 lead. Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan will come up on the same mat Collins and Bruckner were on against Vito Baravicchio of Shaler. They'll be getting underway. Second period. Still wrestling on their feet. Collins leading Hall up 3-0.
Also out here from Peters Township, Zach Stromach, trailing 3-0 to Michael Gibson of Bethel Park in the first period. Well, first period just came to an end.
Shot in by Holloman. Not going to be able to get a takedown. It's 3-0 Collins at the end of two. You're listening to Wrestling Action here on 1450 AM, WJPA, also on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
We have a final on mat number four, D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel, your winner 4-2 over Tyler Gallus of Connellsville.
Scoreless at the end of one are Rush and Baravicchio. Into the third, wrestling on their feet are Collins and Hollop.
Zach Stromach out of Peters Township still trailing to Michael Gibson, 6-1, halfway through the second period.
One minute to go, third period. Collins of Cannon McMillan, 3-0 lead. Rush of Cannon McMillan trying to get up to his feet. Baravicchio is going to get him back down to the mat. Trying to run a wing. Is Baravicchio on Rush? Rush able to fight that off.
Nine to one now. Michael Gibson of Bethel Park leads Zach Stromach of Peters Township. 30 seconds to go in the second period of that match.
Shot in by Holliba Trinity. But Collins able to sprawl back, flatten all about, spin behind, lace an ankle. And Braden Collins now up 6-0. 20 seconds left, third period. Owen Rush still scoreless, a minute to go in the second against Baravicchio of Shaler. Back over to Collins, though, final 10 seconds. He's going to ride Hollop and win at 2:15. Collins of Cannon McMillan, a 6-0 winner over Hollop of Trinity. Rush is going to get, it looks like he's free for one to me. There's the point. And Owen Rush, 30 seconds left, second period, leads 1-0.
Stromach trailing 9-2 here in the third period. Stromach out of Peters Township wrestling Gibson out of Bethel Park.
Final 10 seconds in the second period. Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan holding a 1-0 lead. Nice shot here by Baravicchio of Shaler trying to finish. But Rush will fight it off. And it'll be 1-0 after two.
Down to Gibson and Stromach still trailing. Now it's 12-2 in favor of Gibson. And a one-point escape for Stromach will make it 12-3. 1:04 remaining in the match.
A roll by Baravicchio. Rush sticking with him and holding out 1-0 lead. Wing in now for Rush. Now throws in a half with it. Baravicchio up to his knees. But Baravicchio not only able to roll through on that, but also able to get a reversal. And now he leads Rush 2-1. And he did a nice job of riding on Rush.
We have a final down here. Your winner, Michael Gibson, out of Bethel Park, 15-3, as he eliminates Zach Stromach of Peters Township.
Baravicchio got high, and Rush able to spin around to get a reversal. Now he's up 3-2. 20 seconds left, third period. Down to the final 15. Rush just holding on to a wrist right now. Roll attempt for Baravicchio, and Rush has him stuck. And there's the fall. Time of the fall, 4 minutes and 58 seconds for Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan.
We're going to step aside, take a little time out. We'll come back and update you on who's coming up in the semifinals, who's still alive in consolations. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan. We're going to go ahead and give you the rest of the update for the results, and then we'll let you know who's coming up in the semifinals and who out of Washington and Greene County is still alive in consolations.
Yeah, at 172 in that second round of consolations, Devin McCauley of Mount Lebanon, 9-6 over Dominic Finella of Indiana. Mac Miller of Pine Richland Tech Fall, 18-2 at 137 over Bryce Catanzaro of Upper St. Clair. Aiden Solomon of Canada McMillan, injury default win in 3 minutes over Julian Sepulak of Plum. And Michael Oshuski of Moon, 4-3 over Riley Schaefer of Norwin. 189, Henry Patz of Franklin Regional, 7-4 over Jake Vitti of Fox Chapel. Mason Hartung of North Allegheny by fall at 341 over Owen Conroy of Ringgold. Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson, 11-0 major decision over Santino Brasco of Norwin. And Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan, 2-0 over Jackson Bruckner of Trinity. 215, Roan Tustin of Waynesburg by fall in 57 seconds over Joey Geller of Fox Chapel. Chris Cook of Connellsville, 12-5 over Khalil Razapour of Moon. Braden Collins of Kiski, 6-0 over Ian Hull of Trinity. And Hunter Goals of Bethel Park, 7-1 over Johnny Montgomery of Franklin Regional. And 285, Michael Gibson of Bethel Park, 15-3 major decision over Zach Stromach of Peters Township. Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan by fall at 458 over Vito Baravicchio of Shaler. Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon by fall in 46 seconds over Berkanjan Sabarjanov of North Hills and D'Angelo Hamilton of Fox Chapel, 4-2 over Tyler Gallis of Connellsville.
So you're caught up on your results from the second round of consolations. Coming up for the Washington County and Greene County wrestlers that will be in the semifinals. For Cannon Mack at 121 pounds, you have Gianno Gardner. Then at 133 pounds, you have Collier Hartman. For Peters Township, only one in the semifinals. It'll be Nicholas McGarity at 107 pounds. For Trinity, you have two in the semifinals. Dom Canale at 127, TJ Allison at 139. For the Waynesburg Raiders, you have two in the semifinals, Brock Evans at 160, Jake Stevenson at 189, and for the Ringgold Rams, you have one in the semifinals, and that's at 215 pounds, Jake Conroy. We're going to step aside, then we'll bring you back and give you some more updates as we await wrestling to begin at 11:30. You're listening to WJPA Radio and Greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Go Indians, go! Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support West Allegheny Wrestling. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect
faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Greg Warnock, along with Sam McCollum, for all the wrestling action today. Greg, if you want to go ahead and run down the semifinal matchups, that would be great.
Absolutely, and it's going to start here at 107 pounds. Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township. He'll be taking on Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional. We'll also have Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson taking on Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. Gretz had the upset win over number 2 seed Michael Johnson yesterday in the quarters. 5-1 overtime victory. 114 pounds, Nico Capusta of Hempfield area. Hasn't wrestled much this season. Was dealing with an injury at 11-0 on the season, but he is back, and he'll be taking on Zach Franks of Connellsville in the semi. Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional had the win over number 3 seed Colton Klippa of Norwin yesterday. He'll be taking on Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. 121 pounds, Leo Joseph of Latrobe. He'll be wrestling Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan. Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. He'll be taking on Nolan Rice of Connellsville. 127 pounds. It'll be Santino Sloboda of Butler. He'll be taking on Carter Putt of Indiana. Mike Ruane of Franklin Regional. He'll be wrestling Dom Canale of Trinity. 133 pounds. Luke Willischel of Latrobe. He'll be wrestling Kale Yannick of Moon. Carrier Hartman of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling Nico Fanella of Indiana. 139 pounds, Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland. He'll be taking on Owen Campbell of Plum. Campbell upsets Talon Mazenko of South Fayette in a round of 16. Mazenko was the 5 seed. And then he upsets Dyden Soto Bell Vernon, who was the number 4 seed, 5-3, to get to the semis. Owen Campbell, unseeded, taking on Ferraro. TJ Allison of Trinity in the other semi. He will be taking on Kai Vioma of Connellsville. 145 pounds, Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. He'll be taking on Max Firestein of Franklin Regional. Case Chop of Butler. He'll be taking on Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. 152, Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson. He'll be wrestling Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. Luke Dunlap of South Fayette, who had the big win 5-2 in the quarters over Darius McMillan of Peters Township yesterday. He'll be taking on Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. 160 pounds, Lonzi Vioma of Connellsville. He'll be taking on Brock Evans of Waynesburg and Rook Smith of Montour, who had a 4-0 win over 3-seed Liam Costa of Moon yesterday. He'll be taking on Braden White of Thomas Jefferson. 172, Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson. He'll be wrestling Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. Carter Morvay of North Hills will be wrestling Mario Hutcherson of Kiski area. 189 pounds, Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. He'll be taking on Mizumiro Green of Central Catholic. And Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg will be wrestling Mark Gray of Kiski area. 215 pounds. Top four wrestlers in the state will be clashing here in the semis. Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon will be wrestling Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. And Cooper Roskowski of Kiski will be wrestling Jake Conroy of Ringgold. And at 285 pounds, you got Shepard Turk of Thomas Jefferson. He'll be wrestling Cam Dana of West Allegheny. And you also have Braden McConnell of North Allegheny taking on Philip Rierick of Armstrong. Those are your semifinal matchups that we'll be seeing here start at 11:30.
Perfect. We're going to step aside. We'll be back to Cannon McMillan right after this. You're listening to WJPA and Greensports.net.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.